USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Alabama invites ag producers to stop by their local office to sign up for funding through various programs they currently offer. State conservationist Ben Malone says they hope landowners will take advantage of these programs here in 2017.
I think 2017 is going to be a good year for us. In EQIP this year, just a lot of things to look forward to. We do have Working Lands for Wildlife for those folks that are interested in the gopher tortoise down in the southern part of the state. So please seek our local field office for that. Longleaf pine. And this year for longleaf pine, we did expand some of our counties in the state. So some other counties will be able to be considered what we call high priority. So we did expand the longleaf pine range. So we're going to have adequate funding in longleaf pine, adequate funding in Working Lands for Wildlife. We're going to always focus on soil health and cover crops, irrigation, energy. So it's just a smorgasbord of a lot of different pots that we actually juggle each year, and we're going to continue to do that.
Malone said they also have the Gulf of Mexico Initiative and more.
Along with up under our EQIP program, we do have what we call the Gulf of Mexico Initiative. We call it GOMI, and we do have funding set aside for that, and it will be targeting both Mobile and Baldwin County. Along with that, we're still working with the Restore Act and working with what we call NERDA, the Natural Resources Damage Assessment, and we're working on the Restore on the Gulf activities. So hopefully we'll have some funding that may come from that process, and we may be able to send toward our private landowners.
Find out more at your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.